Please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Our S260 reading challenge is a challenge for us to read 260 passages of Scripture throughout the year. That's 5 days a week. It's not the entire Bible, but it covers the main storyline of the Bible, and I hope you're following along. There are also a couple of memory passages each week, and so this morning I'm actually going to be preaching from the memory passages. And I know it's hard. It's really tough learning those, but don't give up. You know, I have found that the harder something is to do, the more worth it is in the end. So you work hard and you study, and even if you just are able to memorize one of the verses, that's great. If you only get one verse memorized this year, that's probably 100% more than you did last year. And that's a win, right? Yeah, you're not convinced. I know. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Hebrews 11, 6, and then verses 8 through 10. I hope you found your place in your copy of Scripture. Let's stand together and we'll read the sermon text this morning. We'll be talking about faith today. Hebrews 11, verse 6. This is the word of the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving to us your holy word. May we treasure it. May we hide it in our hearts. And may it change the way that we think and the way that we live. I pray for the next few minutes as we give attention to what you say. I pray that we would believe and we would respond with willing hearts. And may you reward us as we have faith and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. What's essential for life? Now, I may know a few middle schoolers who would say that a new phone is essential. I know sometimes we feel like that new car is essential, or when that new electronic gadget comes out, we say, oh, I've got to have that. My life is incomplete. But the reality is, the essentials for life, it's food, water, shelter and clothing, right? That's what physically, that's what you have to have. Food, water, shelter and clothing. For emotional health, for your psychological well-being, the essentials are love and respect. You know, if you're treated constantly with disrespect, if you have no love, you are not going to be mentally healthy. When it comes to our spiritual lives, there are lots of things, but one thing that we can certainly say is absolutely essential is faith. In fact, that's what verse 6 says. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to be pleasing to God. Without faith, it's impossible to be accepted by God. Faith is essential for spiritual life. Billy Graham defined faith as believing something is true and then committing our lives to it. He went on to explain, in the Bible, faith means believing in God and in what Christ has done for us to make our salvation possible, and then committing ourselves to Him. That's faith. Believing in God, believing in what Christ has done for us, and then committing ourselves to Him. Do you have faith this morning? Martin Luther, in his introduction to St. Paul's letter to the Romans, wrote this: faith is a living, bold trust in God's grace, so certain of God's favor that it would risk death 1,000 times trusting in it. Such confidence and knowledge of God's grace makes you happy, joyful, and bold in your relationship to God and all creatures. That's a wonderful description of what faith is. It's a living and bold trust in God's grace. Absolutely certain of God's favor. Do you have faith this morning? Faith is complete trust and confidence in God and His Word that shapes and directs and guides the way that you live your life. Faith is essential because it's the only way that you will be pleasing and acceptable to God. God doesn't accept you based on what you do, but on the basis of your trust in Him. So I want to think about for a moment the process of faith. What is the faith process at work? Verse 6 describes it for us. Faith begins, first of all, with revelation. Faith begins with God. Faith doesn't start with us. We don't create faith in and of ourselves. We don't make up what we want to believe. We don't have wishful thinking. That's not what faith is. You know, sometimes you go to the ball game and the cheerleaders are trying to get us enthused and excited and stirred up, and so they will start chanting, "I believe that we will win." You've been to the ball game? Yeah? I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. And you start chanting it over and over, and everybody's, "Oh, yeah, I believe that." But the reality is that's wishful thinking, right? I mean, you know, we have confidence. But we don't really know. When we say, "I believe that we will win," at the basketball game, we're saying, "Man, come on, guys, hit the shot, score the points, stop them on defense. I believe, I really hope we could win." That's wishful thinking. That's optimistic thinking. That is not faith, not Christian faith. You see, we don't simply start off by saying, "Well, I think God's gonna help me out. I think God's gonna do this or do that." No, faith begins, it originates with revelation. God speaks. So for Abraham, God appeared to him and said, "This is what I want you to do with your life, Abraham." God spoke. For Moses, he appeared in a burning bush. Other prophets had visions. God's ultimate revelation came in Jesus when He walked on this earth. And now we have God's revelation recorded for us in Scripture. We have the Bible. Our faith doesn't originate with us. Faith starts with revelation, what God says. And after revelation, then there comes our response. God reveals Himself, He speaks, and then we respond. Many people have heard God's revelation. They know what God says, but they don't believe, they don't trust, they don't respond. James points this out in James 2:19, when he wrote, "Even the demons believe and they shudder." You believe there's one God? Well, good for you. That's what the demons believe. Just having a mental awareness or acknowledgement of some truth is not faith. There is a response, and the response is trust. We respond to God's revelation by trusting in Him. There are so many people who have read the Bible and it has no impact in their lives at all. Is that you? You just read the words on the page and say, "Oh, that's an interesting story. Oh, that's heartwarming. Oh, that's a good moral lesson." And then you just move on from it? That's not faith. Just showing up to church and singing and mouthing the words of the songs and reciting a prayer and sitting under a sermon, that is not an exercise of faith. Faith, according to verse 6, believes that God exists, and so therefore we come to Him. We accept the revelation of God, the truth about God, and then we come to Him. And then God rewards faith. You see this in verse 6? Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, that He rewards us who earnestly seek Him. That's what faith is. God speaks, we respond, and then God rewards. This is the process of faith. And then we can see this throughout Scripture. It appears all over the place, from cover to cover. We see what faith is, and we see it demonstrated and represented over and over again. We see it especially in the life of Abraham, and that's what verses 8 through 10 show us. The practice of faith illustrated in the life of Abraham. First of all, by faith, Abraham listened to God. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when called, he was called. God spoke to Abraham. God appeared to Abraham and God spoke. He broke into his life. Abraham was raised in a pagan home. He was raised in an unbelieving home. Joshua 24, verse 2 says that Abraham's family served other gods. Abraham grew up in a place called Ur of the Chaldeans. It's in what modern-day Iraq and Kuwait, in that area of the world. Abraham lived in that region, and it was renowned for its worship of the moon goddess. So Abraham probably grew up in a home that worshiped many gods, and particularly the moon goddess. But God came and God appeared to pagan Abraham and called to him. God revealed himself to Abraham, and as soon as he understood what God was saying, he started packing his bags. By faith, Abraham listened. Now, that God spoke to a pagan who had been raised in a pagan culture with a pagan family, an idolatrous home, and yet pulled him out of that, should give us great encouragement today. God saves pagans. God saves the most unlikely of people. He can break into anyone's life. I remember Sarah Sisk. You remember Sarah? I'd visit with her, and there was one friend that she was always praying for. And we'd pray for her friend together, and we'd pray. And Sarah would say, oh, she's one tough nut to crack. And we'd laugh, and then we'd pray. There's not a single nut on this planet that God can't crack. You think about that person in your life that seems so hard, so far away, so entrenched in sin and unbelief. Don't you lose heart, because when God speaks, God can crack any nut. He did it in Abraham's life. He broke into Abraham's life, and Abraham heard the voice of God, and he listened. Oh, do you have faith that God can cause people to listen today? Well, how about in your life? Are you listening to God? Are you hearing God speak to you through His Word? Do you have ears to hear? Secondly, by faith Abraham left. By faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went. Faith moves us from where we are to where God wants us to be. True faith responds and reacts to the Lord's Word. God speaks. He reveals truth to us. He reveals His will to us. And we recognize, wait a minute, God said, I want you over here, and I'm way over here. Faith says, I got to get from here and go there. Faith causes us to leave where we are to go to the place where God would have us to be. Now, Abraham left what was known and comfortable for the unknown. This is where he grew up. This is where his family was. This is where his roots were entrenched. And for all of us who have moved before, you know that's a tough thing to do, right? To pack up and go, and then you got to meet new friends, and you got to find a new grocery store, and you got to figure out when they pick up the trash. You got to do all that stuff. And it's a pain. It's a hassle. We would rather stay where we are, wouldn't we? It's easy to stay in comfortable unbelief, rather stepping out in faith into the unknown. But faith says, I got to leave. I got to leave where I am to go to where God calls me. And that's what Abraham did. What are you willing to let go of and leave in your life for the sake of God's call? What are you willing to walk away from? What are you willing to let go of? And see, some of you are already thinking, oh, man, what if God calls me to some far off place? What if God calls me to be a missionary? Well, praise God, that's the best thing for you. What if God's calling you to change your career? What if God's calling you to volunteer in Awana? Amen, yeah, that's right. What if God's calling you to go talk to your neighbor about their spiritual condition? Does that make you uncomfortable? Makes me uncomfortable. But are you willing to go? Faith says, I'm going to leave where I am to go where God wants me to be. By faith, Abraham listened. By faith, Abraham left. By faith, Abraham lived. Verse number 9. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. Abraham's little caravan pulls into the promised land, and they set up tents and they feed the camels or whatever it was, and they're settling down for the night, and God calls Abraham and says, hey, come here, Abraham. I want you to look out. You see all that? Up on the hill, looking down, you see the valley. You know, that's one of the great things about living in Illinois. You know, it's important on days like this to remember all the benefits of living in Illinois. You know, when we're in Arkansas and we're driving and there's so many hills and trees, you know what? You don't really see the sky. Here, you get out and you can just, man, it looks wide open. Abraham looked out and he could see so far. And God said, everything you can see, I'm going to give to you. But not yet. Not just now. Abraham had to live by faith, believing and trusting in the promise of God. Faith trusts God to take care of us when we are where He wants us to be. No matter how dangerous it may feel or difficult it may be. Abraham came to the promised land and he faced famine. He was a stranger. He was a foreigner. He didn't have a lot of friends. There were hostile forces all around. And day by day, week by week, year by year, Abraham had to live by faith. Not relying on his own security and his own strength, but trusting that God would take care of him and provide for him. Is that how you live? Are you trusting God to take care of you and provide for you? Are you living day by day, trusting the Lord to lead you and provide for you, even when you don't see where you're going and what the end of it is? By faith, Abraham listened. By faith, Abraham left. By faith, Abraham lived. Finally, by faith, Abraham looked. Verse 10. He was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Faith trusts God to keep His promise even when we don't yet see the fulfillment. And God had promised Abraham a city. God promised Abraham a nation. God promised that Abraham would be a blessing to the entire world. And Abraham said, well, how's that going to happen? I don't even have a kid. And you said I'm going to be a father of a great nation? God said, I'll take care of that. You just trust me, Abraham. You just go where I want you to go, do what I want you to do, live how I want you to live, believe my word, and I'll take care of the rest. And Abraham said, okay. Abraham, all this stuff, it's going to be yours. The only piece of property Abraham bought in his entire life was a grave plot. That is the only money he was willing to sink into that, because why buy what God has already promised him? He bought a burial plot for his wife, and later he was buried in it too. That's all he got. But he was looking for what God had promised. He knew that if he would just wait for God, what God had planned was far better than anything he could come up with on his own. God promised Abraham a city, and he didn't see it in his lifetime. But you better believe it came. The city Abraham is in now defies human comprehension. Are you looking forward to that city? Are you looking for that heavenly city? Have you come to that place in your life where you said, you know what? This world is nice, but this world is not my home. I'm looking for that city that the Lord has prepared. I'm looking for that mansion just over the hilltop. I'm looking for the place where the streets are paved with gold. I am looking for that heavenly home where Jesus is the light and there is no need of a sun. Are you looking for that heavenly kingdom? Or have you settled into the here and now and sold out eternity for something that's just temporary? By faith, Abraham listened to God when He called and when He directed. By faith, Abraham left what was comfortable and known for the unknown of obedience to the Lord. By faith, Abraham lived and trusted that God would take care of him every step of the way. And by faith, Abraham looked for the fulfillment of God's promise. Even though he didn't yet see it, he knew it was assured. Friends, without faith, there is no Christian life. This is the Christian life. It's what it means to be a Christian. And yeah, we have a few false starts. Sometimes we take a step forward in faith and then we take a step back. And sometimes we take our eyes off the Lord and we put our eyes on the world. Abraham had a few missteps. You read about some of those this week and you'll read a few more of them. But he kept coming back to God. Is that your life? Is that your Christian life? Are you living by faith day by day? Let's pray. Father, give us genuine faith that You will reward as we respond to Your revelation. Give us ears to listen carefully to what You say in Your Word. Give us courage to leave what is safe and comfortable to go where You send us to do what You'd have us to do. Give us confidence to live daily knowing You will provide for all that we need. And give us hope to look forward to the fulfillment of the promises that You have made. This morning we do pray for those who do not have faith. It is a gift that comes from You. I pray that You would grant it and that You would strengthen our faith so that we might be a people of faith. In Jesus' name, amen.